I'm Dennis Gorski for Best Review Magazine. With so much riding on the outcome of lawsuits involving insurance companies as defendants, attorneys prepare literally for weeks before they step into a courtroom to try a case. Yet one fairly reliable predictor of how a case might be decided could already be sitting in the plaintiff's chair. My guest today is attorney Michael Eisenbaum, a partner at the law firm of Gray Duffy in Encino, California, who can tell us more. Michael, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Michael, in your June feature story in Best Review, you make an interesting observation about why some plaintiffs do well at trial and others fall flat. Tell us about what you've found.
Well, the best way perhaps to characterize it is that certain plaintiffs may have a presence about them. Overall, maybe 80% of your plaintiffs will fall a little bit either side of average in terms of their witness demeanor and credibility. But then there's 10% that you would rate perhaps as excellent, and 10% that are really poor or horrible witnesses. And those are the ones you want to be aware of, that 20% on the extremes, because those are the ones that are greatly going to impact the value of a case.
As an attorney with more than 20 years' experience, how do you get your message across to insurers that a certain plaintiff will probably do well as a witness, and then vice versa?
Well, as defense counsel, you're going to be taking the plaintiff's deposition, and that's really your opportunity to evaluate the plaintiff. You're not just getting the facts. You're really there also to size up the plaintiff as a witness. And after that, it's the attorney's responsibility to communicate to the insurance carrier the attorney's assessment of that plaintiff, typically in a prompt written report following the deposition. And then you would usually want to have a verbal discussion with the particular claims representative for the insurance company as to what it means and how it's going to affect the settlement value of a case and the trial exposure as well.
Well, pain and suffering, you write, is a wide open area when it comes to jury awards. And with that in mind, is it better for insurers to settle a case with a plaintiff who's not going to present well or go to trial in such situations?
Well, the simple answer is it kind of depends. In this context, we're talking about cases where liability is clear or probable. And so it's always better to settle a case if you can, but you don't want to overpay on a case, particularly where a plaintiff is a really poor witness, because there's less risk if you're going to take that case to trial. So the bottom line is, when you evaluate a plaintiff as a poor witness, you're going to be trying to settle the case at a much lower amount, below an average rate, and certainly you don't want to pay anything that's above average.
Well, Michael, I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Attorney Michael Eisenbaum is a partner at the law firm of Gray Duffy in Encino, California, and you can read his story in the June issue of Best Review magazine. And for Best Review, I'm Dennis Gorski.